participating time, aiming for the best time of aiming for the best.
Aiming for the highest level of participation
time,
possible.
Time of participation. Okay, aiming for the best time of participation. All right, and then about
this is Wally. This is Wally. I think we need to leave in weekend or weekday.
Okay, week for the national.
Yeah, for that too.
Thomas, did that?
Yes, Thomas.
Exactly. I think the motion should be parallel and should have weekend and weekday. You want to say, and the optimal time for maximum participation.
And you might want to add membership participation. That would be listeners.
Membership participation.
Okay.
The optimal time.
Okay. Wait, fellas. Okay. I'm trying to redo it here. Aiming for the best time of participation. Thomas, what did you say?
The optimal time for maximum membership participation. I think that gets to it.
Tom's happy with that.
Optimal time for the
maximum membership participation.
I think I agree with Frank that this national one should be on a weekend, not a weekday when people are coming home from work. Can I persuade anybody else to think that way or no? Keep it weekend.
I feel like Frank here, I feel like leaving it open is just easier and leaves it open for people to determine. But I think leaving it with the maximum membership participation is going to make them determine, you know, that, hey, maybe it's better on a weekend. Maybe they'll determine it's better on a weekday.
Okay,
that'll be up to them. And
I'm okay with
both.
On a weekend or weekday, aiming for the optimal time for the maximum participation. Is that okay with everybody? You want me to take out something?
Did you want to add membership participation? Those are our listeners.
Listener. Okay, I'll put that.
Listeners or members. I don't think.
Listener participation. Okay. Then about the cards. So aiming for the national one. On a weekend or weekday, aiming for the optimal time for the maximum listener participation. Announced by two cards, one in Spanish, one in English, scripted by the PNB. These cards shall air at least 8 days in advance. And then something that Jim said, I remember when we do bylaw amendment time, we do four times. I think it's four times in a day. So we put 5 times in a day.
Frank here.
What is it? Yes, Frank.
I believe he said something about meeting CPB requirements or something like that, which would mean that it sounds like about 20 a week or 25 a week. Is he still on here?
Okay, 7 into 25 is going to be, 3 something. I think if we say four carts a day for 1 week, that's 7 times 4. That's 28 carts. Shall we just stick with 4?
If that meets the CPB requirements, I know there's discussion on that, so about how people feel about the CPB money. So,
okay.
This is Jack. I think for me, it seems like Jim's point was that you can make the argument for them to do it a lot because it's connected to the CPB funding, but not that there is a CPB requirement to play the cards a certain amount of times, but more that if we want to be, you know, trying to push this as hard as possible, because these sort of events are connected to the CPB funding, then we can push to have it as many times as possible with less resistance from management. That was my understanding of the comment. But I do also have to get off the call, so we'll be able to...
Wait, we're almost finished. Wait. Okay, so 4 cards a week, 4 times 7 days, that's 28 cards. And so I think that's at least, we'll put at least. How about that? L-E-A-S-T, at least 4 cards per day. And then, all right. So I'm going to send this to y'all and see. Or do you want me to just read it? And we'll vote.
Let's vote on
okay,
it.
All right. The national motion. Okay. Motion on national town halls. Whereas town hall forums allow the community to voice needs and concerns, and in order to give a greater connection to the entire Pacifica community, be it moved, a national town hall meeting shall be conducted at least twice a year for 2 hours on a weekend or weekday, aiming for the optimal time for maximum, the maximum listener participation, announced by 2 cards, one in English and one in Spanish, scripted by the PNB. These cards shall air at least 8 days in advance, at least 4 cards per day. The Spanish translation shall air after the English version, or, I mean, this is the town hall, translation of the town hall, let's see, of the town hall, not the cart, shall air after the English version, or the national town hall shall be bilingual for 4 hours. Is everybody okay with this? Then we've got it done, and it's 2:42. We've gone a little bit over an hour and a half. Is this okay with everyone?
Tom,
yes, go ahead, Tom.
No, I'm happy with it, and I need to get out the door here real soon.
Okay, wait. Are there any objections to the way that I just read it? And I will send it to you. Is everybody okay?
No.
Are there any objections? No objections? Okay, so it's passed. Both these things have passed. And I will send you with the or a weekday on the first one, and then a day of choosing. Did we keep that in on the first one? Thomas, do you remember? No, or a weekday. We didn't do a day of choosing, did we? You won't worry.
We did,
A day of choosing on the first one? Or weekend or weekday?
We did weekend or weekday, and didn't we insert aiming for optimal time, optimal time?
We did that
for
on the national. Okay, so shall I put it on the first motion, too? On the, yes, okay, so we'll do it on both. All right, so now the next day, our next meeting will be the in 2 weeks. Is that okay? On May 25th. And I want to say we've been meeting at 2:00 Eastern, so Philip Maldari could come right after his show ends. But he has already sent an email that he cannot participate with his committee unless they start at 3 p.m. Eastern. So I think we have reached out enough for him, and I think we can go back to 1:30 if the committee wants to do that, because some of you people are very busy in the afternoon. Would you like to do that? You want to keep it at 2 Eastern?
I'm on the East Coast. I don't object if we're talking about a 90-minute meeting, right?
Yes, basically.
90 minutes to 2 hours? Okay, 3:00 to 5 at the maximum. I don't object.
No. I know some people do object.
I'm sure.
We went 1:30 for all last year, and then we changed it to 2 for Philip, and he wants us to change it to 3 Eastern. So I think we don't have to do this. He hasn't come today. He hasn't come the last time. If he doesn't come the next time, he's I don't know. They're going to have to find another one to replace him. So would you like to go back to 1:30 Eastern starting time?
This is Frank. How about this? We give Philip his last chance next week, and we could decide next week whether to go back or not. Since he asked for 2 the first time.
Okay, so we'll be generous. We'll meet at 2 p.m. the next time we meet. And is anybody against public comment? We had voted on that the last time, or we had agreed to it. It's just that the technical part, you know, you're doing Maestro, or will we jump to a Zoom? That's the only thing we have not decided, because there's only a limited number of people can get on the Maestro. So I will work on that with Paulina and Otis. So is that okay that we have 30 minutes for the public to give us input? We've never done this before. No committee, national committee has ever done this before, but we sort of we sort of need input from the public, I think. And we did agree to do this. Do you want to do this?
Yeah.
Well, Jack, I have no objections. I've really got to hop off, though. But thank you so much for organizing.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, Jack. Okay. And Sharon?
It may be an NCP requirement.
Excuse me?
I say it may be an NFCB requirement to have the public comment. I don't know. I'm proposing that as a question.
And in the bylaws, it says every committee must have at least the 30-minute, and every LSB is a committee of the PM, must have. But it says except for national committees. However, I think we should try it at least once because we're the National Programming Committee. Yes, Thomas, go ahead.
I think it's a good idea. I think it's something we can then boast about, first off, or mention to everyone. No, and ultimately, I'm sure we'll find that 30 minutes is more than enough time, and we more often than not won't have anyone calling
That's
in,
true.
But, you
That's
know,
true.
If, you know, and obviously the people that call in are the ones who are the most interested in, or most interested, and, you know, but it's something to brag about, and it's something you can put on all the station websites, you know, with, you know, sort of consistent call-in information if we use this number, or if we have a dedicated Zoom account in the future that, you know, it could be, you know, posted.
Okay.
So right. I'm in agreement with you, Nancy.
Okay. So here's the motion. The PMB Programming Committee has recommends has decided to to allow public comment. It's not really a motion. Do we need to ask permission of the PMB to do this? I don't think we have to. Anybody want to give me some input here? Shall we just go ahead and do it?
Yes.
Okay, we'll just go ahead and do it.
Nancy,
thank you, everybody.
And how do we publicize it, though? That's my question.
Now we need the PMB. The PMB Programming Committee has decided to allow public comment and recommends that an announcement, a cart, be aired 1 week before our meeting. And this will have to go to the PMB to do that. Or we can ask on our own, but I don't know if we'll get turned down, you know, because we're just the programming committee.
I think National's going to want to be a part of this.
Okay. This goes to the National, this committee. Now, do I have three directors on this line that will volunteer to escort these motions? And this one about the last one, this motion, what we want a cart playing for public comment, to the special session that might happen this Thursday. Can I get three National directors?
Nancy, this is Paulina.
Yes, Paulina. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm just visiting.
I know you're
not a member. Not a director either. Thank you for all you guys and gals work. Now, I was just going to say that a motion out of committee doesn't need to be chaperoned, but this Saturday is Thursday meeting is going to be for one thing only. I believe it's a special meeting, so unless people want necessarily suggesting that three directors make it a two-issue meeting this Thursday. That's still possible, I suppose. Yeah, three directors agree.
Yes, the two town hall meetings. One other thing is the carts. Ask for carts to be played 1 week before our next meeting. So it's actually three items. One, two, three. Yeah, three items. So do I have three National?
Thomas,
do you want to do? Yes, Thomas, go ahead.
Yeah, Paulina. Paulina, the deadline for sending motions before a meeting is what now? 48 hours.
That's correct. Yeah, but
so we just need to forward these to you and And Alex?
No, sir. That would be if we had an emergency meeting or a regular meeting. For a special meeting, only issues originally on the agenda will be considered. Those motions will not be taken up. That they will have to wait till the next time the B&B meets. You see, that's what I'm trying to say. If this is going to be a special meeting.
Who's determining that?
Lawrence to the stack.
I'd just like to know that. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Just a minute. Paulina, are you finished? You said we cannot do this on the special meeting, then. We can't add it with
Lawrence can speak to whatever
I was trying to say.
Okay.
Lawrence, go ahead.
A committee report is where this belongs. So this belongs at a regular scheduled P&B meeting. This is not a special item. I'm sorry, it's not. Although I support it, this could be reported out of the committee at the regularly scheduled P&B meeting doing committee reports. So I think circumventing that process is not a good idea. The emergency meeting that we're requesting is for a specific item. It's not to circumvent the regular committee reporting process. And I just want to impress it upon you. So anyway, this is not a special item.
The time sensitivity of being able to have the freedom to do a town hall meeting at any of the stations needs to be done now for this referendum vote that's coming up. And so for the national, the P&B, if they pass this, they would be able to say, okay, June 6th, the day before the ballots go out, we're going to have a national town hall meeting and discuss things. I think this is an opportunity that we should not miss because it's a very important vote.
Well, I'm not going to support it. I think this is a committee report, and the motions come out of committee. It's not called for a special meeting. So, I support it in principle, but I'm not going to circumvent the emergency meeting that's called for one issue on Palestine to add a committee report. I would defer to other directors, but I'm having difficulty reconciling that. So,
well,
not legal. Lawrence, I have a question. Thomas? Lawrence, we haven't had a P&B, so when is the next monthly meeting? The week after this Thursday?
It's the first Thursday of the month.
Okay, that's a delay of a week, Nancy. We can get these written and submitted and put into a program report, and in 2 weeks they'll pass.
Yes, but it'll be too late to do a national town hall meeting by June 6th. You have to have at least 1 week in advance for CART notice. We wouldn't be able to use these motions for discussing this referendum on the air. This will give the a town hall at all five stations. We could do it June 6th, but it'd have to be passed before the regular meeting. June 1st is too late if we pass it. If we pass it this week, I mean, is it that the special meeting only can have one item? It cannot have two or three? Cannot? I mean, am I losing something?
It can have more items, but they have to be on the original notice.
Frank,
I think they called the meeting just for one special item, and that's why they even called the meeting. This was just trying to be adding to that. I agree with whoever said we should just try to get it all together and then just put the wheels in motion for next Thursday's vote.
Okay, so I need three directors to put this on the special meeting of the P&B this Thursday. That is possible, right?
This is Wally. I support what Lawrence said, that we don't want to interrupt this meeting we've got coming up.
Oh, the Palestinian.
I agree. That's what I was saying. Yeah.
Tom to the stack.
Tom, go ahead.
Not legal to add something to a special meeting.
Oh. So it has to, anything on a special meeting has to be added all at once and no additional things. That's what you're telling me?
We have not, I have not posted the meeting, the special meeting yet, so it could conceivably be included in this. This item could possibly be included because I have not sent a notice to the secretary or the chair yet. I was going to do that today.
Well, it has to be posted 7 days in advance, so we're not in.
Not an emergency meeting, Tom.
But then you have to call everybody.
No, all three directors could call an emergency meeting. It doesn't need the 7 day notice.
But you have to notice everybody.
Yeah.
Individually by email, right? Or can it be on a group, the PMB? PMB on the serve.
You have to get them to acknowledge it.
Lawrence, are you willing to put these two motions on there? And Mark, it's great. The card says,
I would consider it if the other directors on this committee are willing to sign on to it as well.
I'm on board.
Who's that?
Ralph,
Ralph is on board and Thomas on board. Any others? Okay, so we have Lawrence, Thomas, and Ralph. Thank you very much. And I will send these three motions out to everybody. Okay. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Good night.
Okay, we're adjourning?
Yes, we're adjourning. Asked to adjourn. Anybody wants to adjourn? Move to adjourn.
Ralph here.
Adjourn. Thank you, Ralph. We are adjourned.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Lawrence, you still there? Lawrence?
He might have left. You're going to have to get him.
Okay. All right. No, I've got his number. All right, Nancy. So 2 weeks from now, right?
Yes.
And we'll take up this programmer Bill of Rights.
Yes, your presentation.
Well, I didn't prepare a whole lot, but I mean, I can walk people through, and hopefully they'll have a little more time to digest, and maybe reiterate that will be point number one on the agenda, that, you know, the discussion of that. As we were talking before the meeting officially started, Nancy, you heard, there are people still, even BAI don't even know if it applies, but they think it does. That's a little strange to me.
If
they actually have an unpaid programmer contract.
Oh.
That's officially been signed, and when did this happen? Like I said, I asked Mimi Rosenberg where this draft that she circulated a month and a half ago, I think now, more than a month, and she never responded. She must have, lost my email, but I didn't, I don't know her that well, but,
she's busy calling people. All right, they had years and years ago when I got on the board, it was 2010, and I met Bob Letter, he was on the governance committee. Yeah, I was on the governance committee. Then he called me, and we talked about something, and he said that they had a unpaid staff union, a kind of union, and he said, but the manager just ignored it. So it did not go successfully. But if we get something passed in governance for this, in programming committee, it's time to change, because that is just plain slavery and disrespect. I mean, it's to just cut off a person's show and no process. It's just, you know, like,
Nancy, did you have a chance to, did you glance at any of it that I did, for including the programmer?
Yes.
So a lot of it talks about sort of equal access to training, if it's I know several people here objected to one of the original draft that basically implied that anyone that gets, you know, sort of classified as a programmer at the station suddenly has the right to demand. I mean, this guy, one objection was just over the top. He thought, you know, someone could say, oh, you need to pay for my master's degree in communications so that I'm trained, you know. But no, it doesn't say that at all. It says, given the parameters and
I
limits.
I did not read that. Or if I did,
no,
I
of course not. That was an original draft, and we made it. I tried to make it clear that, you know, it's
okay, Thomas.
We're not doing
this,
that.
Let's not use this telephone line. Let's call, you know, privately our own phones. I want to
get
off this phone.
okay. Is it still being taped? All righty. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
bye-bye.
Not a problem. Okay. Bye bye.